You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was a story that went around not long ago about Shakira. Shakira. And how she caught her lover cheating. She was in a relationship, even had kids, with what they call a Spanish footballer.
Ooh, football is life.
Soccer star.
Yep.
Anyway, Shakira loves her strawberry jam. But her lover, Gerard, and their kids can't stand strawberry jam. They won't touch it. So when she came back from a tour and she opened up her fridge and the strawberry jam had been consumed, the gig was up, man.
What is going on?
Because jams don't lie.
That's right.
And she's caught him.
Yeah.
Because his lover that he was cheating with ate Shakira's strawberry jam.
You don't do that to Shakira. Mm-mm. You do not do that.
Anyway.
Busted, though.
And we've heard some other kind of funny stories as well. Now, we're not trying to say that if somebody cheats on you that it's funny. However, many times you can look back later, years later, and at least have a like wry smile on your face when you think about the ridiculous way that they got caught.
Yeah, because usually, you know, it's just a total mess up on their part. They did something stupid, and then they got busted. Catherine wrote in on my Facebook just a little bit ago. She says, years ago, when dating sites just came around, my ex-husband left his profile up on the computer like an idiot. And she just happened to walk in and see it sitting there, and that's how she found out.
God.
Dude, not good. John says, I came home early from a work trip to find my wife in the hot tub in the backyard with our neighbor. He says they must have been very forgetful because they somehow forgot to put their swimsuits on. Yeah, okay, John. Sorry that you had to walk into that, bud.
Amy sent us a text message that Jeremy and I are getting a kick out of. Good morning, boys. My ex added his side chick onto our family music streaming service.
Oh, no.
I received an email that she was added, and then she just wrote, dummy.
So-and-so has been added to your family music service. Yeah, you're not thinking that out very much, are you? That's crazy. That's a crazy way.
Here's how you reach your boy. It's 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I can say we're mostly looking for the very unusual or funny slash stupid ways.
Yeah.
If it's just, hey, I caught them in bed.
Yeah.
We're looking for, like, the jam was gone.
How did they slip up?
He added her to the family streaming service. We're looking for the unusual slash ridiculous ways that you busted them.
Come on, bring it. Let's do it.
We're talking about, well, the segment is titled, How Did You Discover They Were Cheating? And we're looking for the unusual things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the very stupid things that they do. Some of these we're going to have to condense ourselves. Like, I'm going to condense Teresa's, but basically she said her husband had jumped in the shower and had changed a name in his contacts and said, hey, I'm expecting a call from work. You know, let me know if, you know, Dan calls.
Okay.
Or sends a text message. And while he's in the shower, sure enough, a text came in from Dan. So Teresa just tapped on it. And it was, let's just say, an interesting photo from a woman also saying, are we still on for tonight?
God. Oh no.
He asked his wife to check his phone.
My God.
Let me know if Dan.
Dan, my goodness. Gail. No, that one's not Gail. This is Sarah. Sarah says somebody kept using our gas rewards points on our grocery store card. Turns out my husband gave it to his new lover to go grocery shopping with. I eventually approached him and he had to come clean. I guess the new lover was using the card to shop and get gas. So he was busted with gas reward points. Hot Angela wrote in.
Angela says,
Our babysitter happened to see him at a baseball game with another woman. They were making out. She told me and took pictures. Busted all day long.
God. God. Mm-hmm. Julie says, "You remember when your phone bills would come in and they would, you know, print everything out on there?"
Yep.
She goes, "My ex went way over on text messages." She goes, "The bill was like a Bible."
Just thick with naughty texts.
Stephanie says that basically what was going on is that their home alarm system was registering a window opening late at night and closing early in the morning.
Oh, no.
So she's away, and this window keeps opening.
What is this, high school, like sneaking
exactly.
in and out?
Exactly.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Another Steph. Okay. My husband had a pizza delivered to our house. Funny thing, I worked next door to the pizza place and knew everyone. When the driver came back to work, he stopped by my shop and said, "Hey, I just delivered a pizza to your house," and a blonde only in a T-shirt answered the door. Oh, Steph, that sucks.
You know, it's funny. We laugh, talk about, but... you know, criminals are often just really stupid. We do stupid criminal stories all the time. And apparently a lot of cheaters are just stupid, too.
Cheaters are stupid.
Becky says, "My son's divorce was just finalized. He found out his wife was cheating when he realized his wife was buying the morning after pill." Oh. And they hadn't had sex in a year.
Oh, that stings.
Oh, my
God. My God. Talk about Jerry Springer show.
Do we want to? Let's take a quick
phone. Some of these are too naughty to read.
Some of them are. Some of them are. Wait a minute. Wait, here's one. "I received a thank you note in the mail from my husband's boss thanking me for the nice Christmas gift and how nice it was to finally meet my husband's wife."
"He took the other woman to his Christmas party.
I found out my
party.
Husband took his other woman to the Christmas party and introduced her as his wife."
That is insane.
This is Chris from Aurora. She goes, "I still have the thank you card as a reminder."
That is insane. What a mighty bold move that was on his part. "This is my wife." Oh, my God, you guys. I feel bad laughing at these because this obviously hurt, you know, for these relationships.
I know, but hey, people are
come
writing
on.
You know, we talk sometimes about how horrible things happen in your life, right? They're not good. Yeah. But at least you still have the story. It's like the one silver lining. It's like, at least I got a good story. And it can be like, you know, breaking a leg. Nobody wants to break a leg, but the way you did it was so outrageous that you've got this story you can tell for the rest of your life. I'm wondering if discovering an ex cheating is, once you get past the initial horrible pain,
yep,
if the story about how he took her to the company Christmas party and introduced her as his wife,
that's a story you need to hold on to.
You've got a story. Let's try to take a quick call. I'm not sure about this call.
What do we got?
Josh says we can trust it. It's Robert. Hey, Robert, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How you guys doing?
Well,
we're
good.
Doing very well. So how did you find out?
Long story short, we were having a casual conversation in the car, and they just pretty much said, "I've been cheating, and I'm going to continue to cheat on you."
What? They just flat out told you?
They just flat out told me. They're like, "I have, you know, other needs from other people and other, you know, areas, and you're just not doing, but I'm still going to stay with you for a little bit."
But I'm still staying with you?
Yeah, they're just, yeah. They're
Robert, like, why weren't you meeting their needs, Robert?
Well,
let's turn the focus on you.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Good enough.
There you go.
All right,
but you
buddy.
Know, we have talked on this show before, and it's been very controversial that nobody wants to admit that there is no one out there that can meet 100% of your needs. And a lot of people lie. They say, "No, I have the greatest relationship in the world. I meet all my needs." But there's always like some area, and that you basically need a composite sometimes of like 2, 3, or 4 people.
Yeah, it kind of meets all your needs.
To meet all your needs.
Yeah.
It's very controversial, and I know I'll get hate text mails over that. My relationship's different. Okay, well,
yeah.
There are some unicorn relationships out there.
A lot of secret cell phones coming in. Terry says, "We were doing our taxes. I ran across a receipt for Trojans for when he was in Las Vegas." what's this receipt
Dude,
for?
You gotta pay cash for those. Come on.
What's this receipt? Oh, this is when you were in Vegas, I see. All good.
Someone who did not sign their name to the text, but I want to. This is another one of those messages that I'm just going to kind of condense. But apparently, here's the bottom line. The segment, if you're just tuning in, is how did you discover they were cheating? And she says that her ex was on the phone with his lover, who also was a friend of hers.
Okay.
And apparently, so her neighbor across the street, for whatever reason, had a baby monitor. And the baby monitor was picking up his phone calls.
Oh, okay.
And so the neighbor across the street is listening to the baby monitor, and it's got that weird electronic, you know, merging thing.
Mm-hmm.
And his phone calls came in. She says she heard every sensual call through the monitor. She truly was my friend, marched over and told me when
That's
she was
That's a good
sure.
friend. That's a good friend.
What a story.
I have another one that's similar from Jill that just commented on my Facebook. She says he was in the basement of the house that we had just bought together, in all caps, having phone relations, let's say, and not realizing that the sound would travel through the vents. I put my ear on one of the vents. I could hear everything. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Cool.
You gotta talk quietly, you guys. Talk quietly.